What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Was that, did you like that? I know I sound stepped up today. I can't help it. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, maybe I should put like a Breathe Right strip on or something. That way I can talk and not sound insane. But here we are. I've already had like super, super fun today. And when I say super fun, I mean I was annoyed by like 9 a.m. Actually, I mean, it was probably later than that, but it doesn't matter. So I'm not going to say like the name of what I'm talking about, but I will say that I have been a part of like a company. Like, I didn't work for them, but I buy stuff from them, like a subscription, I guess. And so, it's like, just thinking about it makes me mad. Okay, so I've been a part of this company, like, as a customer since, like, 2017, I think. So, like, 3 years. And never had any problems. Everything was always perfect. Always got my stuff when I was supposed to. Customer service was amazing. Like, I always raved about it, right? Like, I was always like, you need to do this because it's perfect and it's amazing and blah, blah, blah. And everybody needs to be a part of this world. I don't know. Like, the Lion King. It's a part of your world. It's part of my world. We all need to do it. And so I would always tell everybody, you should get this box. You should join me, you know, come to the dark side or whatever. And I would always say, like, the customer service is wonderful. I never have any problems, blah, blah, blah. And for years, like, I honestly didn't. Like, I never had any issues. I was never mad. Like I said, I got all my stuff on time. It was wonderful. And then I don't know what happened. Or maybe if they just hate me. Like, I don't know. But it changed big time. Like, I would get the email like for tracking, and it'd be like, oh, your stuff's on its way. And I'm like, yay, that's so wonderful. And then like 2 weeks would go by and I'd be like, I thought my stuff was on its way. And then I'd chat with their customer service and they'd be like, and I'm not kidding, they would say, well, the post office probably didn't scan it. So it's on its way. They just probably didn't scan it. And I'm like, and I would always say, and I was never mean, but I would always say, I own a small business. Like, that may happen occasionally and like very rarely, but they always scan it in. And if you're not making sure that they do, then something's wrong. You know, like, it's not my job to make sure that they scan it in, but somebody should be making sure that it scanned in. And I would always say, like, I know that's not the case because, you know, that's not it for 6 months. That's not the case at all. And so then it just kept getting worse. And so then I had to talk to him, and I would talk to him every freaking month, and I'd be like, hey, bro, still not getting it. And they'd always be like, that's so weird. I guess the post office didn't scan it in. And I just started getting more upset because I'm like, again, this isn't the first time I've talked to you. This isn't like I'm just making it up. And I would always send them my tracking number and be like, look, this is, you know, it says this. Like, it's not just me. I don't know what's going on. And so then now, of course, they're trying to be like, well, it's because of COVID-19. And I'm like, I'm sure that it is slower now, because when I ship things, it is slower now. But, you know, that's not how it is, because it's been happening since before Corona. And so right now I've been waiting on my latest box for almost a month. And so I emailed them, or I chatted with them today, and I was like, look, I just want out. Like, I don't even want, like, apparently this box is never coming for me, but I just want out. Because, like, you're supposed to do, like, a subscription, like, you're supposed to be, like, signed in with a contract or whatever. But I'm like, you know, the thing is that you 100% take my money every month on time, no matter what. But I can't get my stuff ever. And, like, all of a sudden your customer service people are mean and it's like they don't care about us and I just want out. And so not once did they apologize. Not once did they ask anything about, like, why I was mad or how long it had been going on, which I think I might have said that it had been going on for 6 months. And I wasn't mean to them, but I was like, look, I can't, you know, as a customer, as a loyal customer, this is insane. And they were like, your stuff canceled, anything else? And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, now you're just being rude because I don't even know why, because I'm not being mean, you know, like you're just mad because I'm canceling, I guess. But it's such a complete 180 of like what it was, because like I said, when I first started doing this, it was not that way. And it was like, oh my gosh, we're so sorry, blah, blah, blah. They would send out another one. I'd get that one. Don't know whatever happened to the first one. I'm like, did you even send the box the first time? You know, like, where's my stuff? And now they're like, yep, okay, mm-hmm, yep, well, you're fine, you're done, everything's done. And I'm like, what is happening? I'm like, did you get too big for your britches and now you don't know what's going on? Like, is your shipping partner terrible and maybe you should get a new one? Like, it can't be just me. Like, I know it's not just me because I Googled it and I read other reviews, so I know it's not just me. And I'm like, you can't be mad at people because they want to cancel because they're not getting their items and they're having to wait, you know, like for instance, me right now, a month almost when my other one would be shipping soon anyway. So it's just crazy. And I'm like, you can't believe that you're like literally mad at me because I don't want to do this anymore. But, you know, if it was me and this was my company, I would not be mad at people. I would try to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. Because I do that now, like with my Etsy shop. I do that now. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, the post office is slow right now. I'm so sorry. I'll send you a bath bomb or something. Like, I try to make up for it. Or here's a coupon code for next time. You know, like, but this company, they don't, they're just like, bye. I'm like, well, okay, I guess you really didn't want me to be a part of this anyway. So then, you know, after he was like, your stuff's canceled, anything else? I was like, well, you know, is there a way that maybe you could find out where this box is that's a month late? Because I don't, you know, when I look it up, it says that UPS doesn't even have it. And, not UPS, the post office doesn't even have it. And it's been transferred to two different shipping facilities, but post office still doesn't have it. Like, is there any way that you can find it for me? And he was like, no, we don't get that kind of information from our shipping partner. And I'm like, so nobody just, we're all just out here, like, trying to figure out where our stuff is, and you don't even know? Like, what a crazy. Like, I track everybody's stuff that I send out. I make sure I know where it is. If they can't find it, like, I try to help them, and these people are just like, yeah, we don't know. We don't get that information, so anything else? Like, oh my God. So, I'm so sorry I bothered you. sorry you took my money and didn't give me my stuff. I will never make you mad again. Like, that's how I felt I should have been. Like, I should have been apologizing because they didn't give me my items. I don't know. It was so weird. And so I was like, man, it sucks though, because like, I really like this box, but you know, I'm not getting it. So something's got to happen. And, so I was like, well, I'll try to find another one like similar to it, because surely there's other ones out there. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff everywhere. If you can hear screaming in the background, I am playing a video game. Like, it's not like I don't have someone like kidnapped. It's just a video game that I'm playing. But I just heard it and I'm like, oh my God, you know, other people can probably hear this too. Just a disclaimer. But, yeah, so like, they made me feel bad for not having my stuff, even though it's not my fault. And then I'm like, I can't believe you guys don't, like, track it for your customers, because they have a lot of them. So, I don't know. But I did find another company. Like, I did my little research, and I was like, ooh, this looks like a good one. The price is good. It's got good stuff, blah, blah, blah. So, I ordered that one today, and I ordered it around 1 o'clock, and I got my shipping confirmation at 2:30. So, I guess there's differences in things. I don't know. I'm very mad about the whole situation, but I'm like, you know what? Maybe this company's better, and this company is where I should have been all along, apparently, because I was so baffled. Like, I expected to order it today because it said, like, they ship out on the 15th or something, and I expected to, like, order it today and get it shipped on the 15th or whatever, and they're like, no, you ordered it today. You get it today, and I'm like, look at this. And I even chatted with this company's people on Facebook, and they were so super nice. I'm like, well, this is a turnaround from what happened to me earlier, where they were mad at me because I don't have my stuff and wanted to cancel because this is happening for 6 months. But, you know, I guess that's the way the cookie crumbles. I guess I just get, like, amazed by people. Like, that's my downfall, because I'm like, I would never act like that. And you know, I've worked customer service for a billion years, and I've never, like, had, I mean, I'm sure I've been mad, but I've never acted like that to anybody. And it's crazy that, like, I come to you telling you my problems literally monthly, and then when I'm like, you know what, I can't do this anymore because I'm not even getting my stuff, like, you're mad at me. It's it's so weird, like, just to be, I don't know, just so rude. I just can't, I don't know. Because you could tell he was so done talking to me. As soon as I said, I want to cancel my subscription, and then, like, went into detail why, he's like, very short answers, not interested in what I had to say at all. Never, like I said earlier, never once an apology. And I'm just like, what is happening? Like, you know, and then to me, that makes me never, like, ever want to come back. It makes me want to tell people, like, this company, and, like, actually say the name, don't do it because blah, 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 but I'm not that kind of person. I'm just going to complain about it on my podcast and not give a freaking name. And, you know, that's just what I'll do. But I'd really like to. And, you know, I told my husband, I'm like, I can't, now that it's done, getting that kind of customer service at the end makes me glad that we did cancel, because it's just, people are the worst. Oh, you don't want to be a part of it anymore because we take your money and then don't give you your stuff. And then if we do, it's a month late. And then if we do, we have to send another box because we don't know when. And we don't know where any information about your stuff is right now. But you want to leave? How dare you? You know, like, how dare me? What was I thinking? Ugh, I can't stand it. So that's been my day. Super fun, super exciting. Having a blast about it, you know. really enjoying talking to people today. So then you guys get to hear all about it. Because, see, at least I make it. At least I laugh. At least I'm not like, this company, I'm gonna burn them to the ground. I'm just like, man, these people are rude as hell. And now I done found somebody else. Like, we got a divorce and I found a new husband. But I don't know. Couldn't think of anything. Husband. I got a subscription to a new husband. What if you did, like, you had to subscribe to your spouse? Like, I just had to subscribe to Eric every month, like, give him, like, a buck to stay my husband. After today, and talking to them, and, like, complaining to them, which he was on the same page with me about it, but I'd probably have to pay him a little more, like $5. I know I'm angry today. Here's $5. And then, like, when I'm really anxious, I know I'm crazy today. Here's $10. Just, like, go monthly. You have to, like, figure out what I did all month. Look like, okay, I was didn't have a good day here. That's $2. Felt really anxious this day. Here's $5. Just like, you know. Subscription-based marriages. I'm going to start that. I'm going to start making him pay me when he's got an attitude. I'll be rich in no time. Just kidding. If you're listening, I love you so much. If you're listening, I'll pay you for that comment. Ooh, lordy, lordy. I may need some entertainment or something. I've obviously gone crazy. Obviously, I need places that I go to open back up so I can get out of the house and be normal. So now I'm playing Dead by Daylight to take my angers away. I'm running from, right, currently I'm playing against Freddy Krueger. So I got that going for me, I guess. Currently trying to survive Frederick Krueger. I guess it would be Frederick, I don't know. Currently trying to make it out alive. But yeah, so today's been fun. Today's been cool. Wouldn't have it any other way. Really enjoy sassiness of people. I guess customer service sassiness. There should be like a book about it. How to avoid this, because it will make you crazy. Surely I can't be the only one that this has just ever even happened to. So if you have super fun stories about it, I want to hear about it. That way I know it's not just me. Please tell me your customer service stories. I know they're out there. So if you follow us on Facebook or you're friends with me in real life or Instagram or whatever, please tell me your stories. I want to know. Let's talk about them. Let's get down with the nitty gritty. Let's talk about it. I need to know. Everyone wants to know. So yeah, basically, I guess the moral of the story is if you work customer service, please be kind. I have worked customer service since I was like 16 years old. You gotta be kind, man. You have to. Customer comes first. I would say they're always right, but they're not. As a customer, I know I'm not always right. But you gotta be kind. If you put kindness out there, kindness will come back to you. You gotta be kind, man. You gotta be kind. You just gotta do it. So, thanks for listening to my rant and laughing about it with me, because really that's all I could do about it. Like, you just have to laugh at it or you're gonna like go crazy. So thanks for listening. We will bark at you later. Bye.